Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. As we move into December, it's not too late to add cool season bedding plants to your flower beds. Cool season bedding plants thrive in the mild days and chilly nights we have here during the fall, winter, and spring. Most will easily tolerate temperatures in the low 20s or even down into the teens with little or no damage. They will bloom this fall and into the winter and then produce a tremendous display of flowers in the spring, finally fading out as the weather warms up in May. Fall-planted cool season bedding plants always produce more spectacular displays of flowers in the spring than cool season bedding plants that you plant in the spring, so fall planting is highly recommended. Nurseries and garden centers offer a wide selection of cool season bedding plants, and you can choose between transplants and seeds this time of the year. Transplants are well-established, blooming-sized plants that provide color to your garden right away. Some cool season bedding plants are also easy to grow from seed and may be planted now by simply direct seeding right where they'll grow. These easily seeded cool season bedding plants include alyssum, Johnny Jump Ups, blue bonnets, calendula, annual phlox, sweet peas, larkspur, and poppies. Select cool season bedding plants so that the colors are harmonious in the bed. Colors should be grouped together in masses and try not to use too many different colors in the same bed. The visual display in an area where a few select colors have been massed together is generally more effective than a sprinkling of many different colors, especially if the bed's to be viewed from a distance. Cool season flowers come in a variety of shapes and sizes, from the ground-hugging alyssum and lobelia to the towering hollyhocks and delphiniums. Plant heights should also be considered when selecting and placing bedding plants into the landscape. Cool season bedding plants will bloom best in well-drained locations that receive at least 6 hours of direct sun a day. Generally, the more sun they receive, the more they will bloom and grow. Pansy, viola, forget-me-not, foxglove, columbine, and nicotiana are the best choices for partially shaded areas. Even they will not perform well, though, in heavy shade, and they do best where they get at least 3 or 4 hours of direct sun. Primroses and cyclamens will bloom well with little or no direct sun. Do a good job of bed preparation, as this makes a tremendous difference in the performance of the plants. Remove any weeds in the bed area and turn the soil to a depth of at least 6 inches. Spread a 2 to 4 inch layer of organic matter, such as compost or manure, then evenly sprinkle the bed with a general purpose fertilizer following label directions. Thoroughly mix everything into the soil, rake the bed smooth, and you're ready to plant. Because they're quick and easy and give instant results, most gardeners favor the use of transplants rather than direct seeding. Plant transplants into well-prepared beds, being careful to plant them at the same depth they were growing in the cell pack or pot. Space them properly. If you plant them too close together, they will be crowded, they'll fight with each other, and be unhealthy. If you plant them too far apart, they won't properly fill the bed as they mature. Water newly planted transplants with a soluble fertilizer solution to get them off to a fast start. Mulch your beds to prevent weeds, conserve moisture, and this also provides a little bit of protection against cold. Cool season bedding plants can be utilized to make your landscape an exciting and colorful place this fall, winter, and especially into next spring. Careful bed preparation and thoughtful planning when selecting the plants to grow will help make sure you're pleased with the results that follow from your efforts. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.